Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Oh, what fantastic scenarios here. And yes, we just have to keep the musical theme going by quite simply actually going straight away to... Yes, reach for the stars, celebrate good times, Rob.
You know, I like what you did there.
What better way to actually celebrate than have the Sklub Sevens people in there? It's quite enough of that. And another star joins Joe Bennett in the ever-increasing pantheon of Mowbray marvellous Middlesbrough marvels.
Adam Reach.
Exactly.
That's right, your final scorer for this season.
Brilliant stuff, really. And, you know, clearly the notion that the end of the season has come just a wee bit too soon, really.
I know, absolutely.
Because this kind of momentum, I think it would have been, playoffs would have been a breeze straight in there, really.
Yes, indeed. To finish with four straight wins is always good.
Indeed. And success after success, really, with the following royal wedding celebrations continue, of course. The classic line, Tony Mowbray, pictured with a crown on his head, me and the borough, it's a marriage made in heaven.
Yes.
We thought this was best done after the Doncaster Rovers routine because we had a sneaking suspicion of pride that things weren't going to go wrong, they weren't going to go awry. A 3-0 victory against Cardiff City. Dave Jones obviously had a celebration beforehand
by
his boys out on the town, etc.
Yes.
Not that we're commenting about the whole thing, but I think they could find Reading quite a challenge.
Yeah, I think so. I think very surprised, really, that, having stuttered at the end of the season so many times before, to not have thought through the fact that Middlesbrough had hammered Hull City in the first half just a week earlier, and we came out of the gates so much quicker than they did. It was just such a but you know, they should have expected in some ways that we were going to really go for them.
Yeah, I mean. It's Dave Jones probably looking to join that group of managers who are quite competent in their own way, but ultimately, are they going to be there when they get over the headline and all the rest of bits and pieces?
Yeah, it's a big challenge for him now.
So it's nice to see that obviously ex-Borough managers still get their place as far as ITV coverage is actually concerned, really, because I saw various articles which referred to that as well these days in the week. But the Fly Me to the Moon poll results 2010-2011 have actually been released. We'll be talking about that, plus a whole heap of other things. But let's go straight into this. The player of the season, Nicky Bailey.
Yes, a different choice to the other supporters' polls. So that was a point I put to manager Tony Mowbray, asking him what he thought of what qualities Nicky Bailey possessed, and he pointed out that Nicky Bailey had reinvented himself. He was signed for the club as an attacking goal scoring midfielder, but he knew, well, Tony Mowbray noticed, he used the word pastoral care, that he looked after his defenders, always went back and sweeping up. So he played him in that position where he takes care when everyone else goes forward. And he's just made such a fantastic impact. We used to have a section in there which was most improved player, and Nicky Bailey would have won that hands down. But it just shows you, new players, doesn't matter where they've come from, whether they come from this country or abroad, they often take a little bit of time to settle in. And his form in the second half of the season was absolutely phenomenal.
Indeed. We kind of predicted this the last time, a couple of weeks, a couple of podcasts ago when we were talking about the best game of the season. It was indeed the Sven-Göran Eriksson 3-all classic.
That's right.
With in fact, you could actually say it was almost a 6-0 up, because Yakuba obviously learned everything.
Yes, he did. You know, you're right, yes.
At the Riverside, and then he wouldn't have scored any of those goals.
He's just facing the wrong way. Just turn him round.
It's a common problem. Just work through that. And Ipswich Town was flagged up as the worst game of the season.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because obviously it's the first game of the season. We are 1-0 up and look to be coasting at half time, and then their wheels fell off in the second half. And I suppose it's with hindsight, in a way, that we all think that second half showed us that the whole of the plan for the season, we start the season as pre-season favourites, etc., that the whole of the plan has fallen down at half time against Ipswich. It is a bit with hindsight, but then again, if you look at the crowd, it was 21,000 there that day. Most of those never came back. A lot of them.
Shock, I think. Most of them actually had to have treatment and are lying down in a cold, darkened room. It's all right, you can come out now. It's all good. Gordon's gone. Again, another prediction, which I think we were pretty much spot on, or one of us was spot on a few podcasts ago. The goal of the season was indeed Tarmo Kink.
Yes. Well, he doesn't score that many, but he doesn't play that many games, but certainly... If you're looking at impact sub, then Tarmo King's your man, because he certainly hammers the ball.
I'd put in a word for the young goalkeeper, obviously sort of stepped away, Jason Steele, but Joe Bennett effectively won Young Player of the Season. I think rightly so.
Yes, I think he was in one of the supporters' awards. He actually won the Player of the Season as well, which is fair enough. It's incredible how he's come on. And again, I think because he's found a manager that puts his arm around him and encourages him and says...
And not in a scary way.
Not in a scary way.
Because let's be honest, there are managers out there, Rob, no names, yeah. but they put their arm around you. It's not needed. Yeah, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
And depending on the style, I mean, Jose Mourinho, he puts his arm around you. I don't know. You know, opposition, it's a difficult time. Really.
Yes.
Paul Smith, signing of the season.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. Absolutely. Yeah, but you know, did we lose one game in about ten under him, with him between the sticks? He came at a time that Jason Steele had probably lost a little bit of form. Yeah. I think he admits that himself now, and obviously got injured, and then Paul Smith came in and was able to steady the back line, a back line that had been hit by so much by injuries, but he was a big commanding figure.
Great swap for Chris Boyd, really.
Yes.
I mean, that's the key thing, and I suspect that, you know, given that sending offs have actually occurred in the first minute, etc., the return match at Swansea City could be missing Paul Smith, actually.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest, etc., in all sorts of ways, but still. Did he come from Forest?
Right. Yeah, yes. He's a second chance, second choice. To Lee Camp, isn't he? Yeah.
He made the right decision, you know. Quite clearly. Dave Wheater was the man who most folk believe. I think it's fair to say that possibly they might have just sneaked into the playoffs had Wheater stayed.
Yeah, well, we talked about just then about the defensive problems, and I think a lot of that was down to the fact that you rock, and the man who's going to take all the headers. A bit like when Stephen Pearce was here in 86, he didn't have to come off his line, did he? Because he had Pallister and Mowbray were just taking everything in the air. And I think suddenly in the middle of the season, Jason Steele has got to change the way he keeps his goal. He's got to command more. And that, there's no doubt about it, when David Wheater went, we started conceding quite a few goals for a while. But he was such a big personality off the field as well, and such a Borough was in his heart. So I wish him well, and I think it's... Maybe.
Really depends on whether Man City can buy Gary Cahill, I suppose, really, in terms of how his opportunities are based for stuff there.
Well, I was a little bit surprised, actually, that Zach Knight came straight back in.
Indeed. Obviously, the next few categories are totally subjective, and I can't really comment at all, but Rhys Williams actually picks up Best Looking Player Award, whilst Barry Robson doesn't quite do so well. He has the other end of the whole routine, and also becomes Borough's dirtiest player.
Well, that's the one. That's the one to win, I think. For Borough fans, that means getting stuck in.
Precisely. Hairbands didn't really make an appearance this year, unless Marvin Emnes decides to actually return to the whole thing, but Julio Arca comes in for Best Haircut, whereas
Joe... It was a short haircut as well. People said the haircut that he got where he had his hair cut off at the end of the season.
Precisely,
made that quite clear.
Exactly. And Joe Bennett, not only Young Player of the World of the season, Young Player of the World.
Of the world, that's
good. Exactly.
Yes.
and Barry Robson, Worst Haircut of the Season.
normal haircut.
And Janinho, finally heading down, All Player of All Time, Best Player of All Time, Mogga himself.
Yeah.
It's just genius. We're going to find out a few more of these results, plus a shocking, shocking quote that comes from issue 488 versus Doncaster. It was so shocking, Rob, I trembled when I actually saw it. And
really?
I nearly had to have, you know, a lie down myself, really. We'll be talking about the bridge builder, a few other bits and pieces, more on Stanistan from the Afghan Tales, and, of course, a little review as to how the Bluebirds actually performed. Ironic, really, isn't it? I've got to say this, you know, Riverside rocking to the Bluebirds, whilst I was called Cardiff City didn't rock at all, really.
Of course, yes.
And the message there, I'm sure Dave Jones picked up a copy of this, so they're taking the Michael again. Outrageous. Can't cope with this. Plus, of course, the fantastic Gary Parkinson event that's taking place. May have already taken place by the time you hear this, but it still continues here on, I think it's Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon. The podcast.
When you suffer a road accident that's not your fault, it's easy to be persuaded to go along with your insurer's recommendations. But I spoke to personal injury expert Charles Ather about that.
In my opinion, phrases like "you have free legal cover with this policy" are meaningless. If the accident wasn't your fault, you've nothing to pay anyway. I think what your insurer may mean is, "but we've already sold your claim."
And if I don't want to be sold, can I choose my own solicitor?
Of course. It's your right to choose what's best for you. Choose the one you know,
Ather & Co. Text CLAIM to 81400 now.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and high-quality care for residents, provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential elderly, EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at info@rosevillecarecentre.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
PharmaNord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. PharmaNord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call PharmaNord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989, or visit pharmanord.co.uk. PharmaNord, winning the war of nutrition.
I wanted to find out from a real solicitor what happens when you let your insurance company look after your car accident claim. So I spoke to Charles Affer of Affer & Co.
Insurance companies make money from selling your claim to their own legal people. If you want solicitors who you can speak to face to face, someone who worked to achieve the best possible offer of compensation, you're better off choosing someone you know.
Someone you know? That sounds familiar, Charles.
Choose the one you know, Affer & Co.
Call 01642 225 75, or text ADVICE to 81400 now.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Don't believe in all that you've been told.
I just can't stop it. It's no good. I just can't. Yeah. They were never the same after. Obviously, Rachel Stevens headed off and did her own thing, but still, there we are. S Club 7, probably to be regarded in the same sort of magical tones as, well, whomever you care to mention, really. Shall we move into this shocking news now, Rob? Because I really was. It's question 21, and finally, your opinion on FMTTM. What do you like, and what could we do better? And the response is, thanks for all the nice comments. We will give it one last whirl next season and see where it takes us. To the moon, hopefully. We will. What, Rob? I mean, what? You know, I mean, we'll pass the 500 issue barrier next season.
That's
sail
right.
Through that. You
That's
know?
Right.
We've got another 500 to go to the 1,000 mark. You know? So you can't just throw that sort of piece in there. You can comment or not, as the case may be, from that point of view. But
I was flagging.
Yeah,
the last edition, I was flagging. I usually sort of say, I'll see whether I'm going to come back next season or not.
Well,
but this time I was definitely in there.
Yeah, precisely.
That's positive for me.
If you're actually sort of wondering where Rob is, not necessarily as positive as in terms of outlook and bounce and dread of Eve, etc. He's been working very hard, because yesterday, of course, you were working, and in fact, up until this morning, you were working and doing all sorts of things. You want to share with us what were you actually doing?
It was a dinner at the Tall Trees for Gary Parkinson. And the whole of the team of 1986 were reunited. Gary Hamilton flying in from America. Mm-hmm. And then there were an incredible number of other guests there, including the former chairman of 86, Colin Henderson, Lenny Lawrence, Jaime Moreno, came from USA, Bolivian player.
Colin Henderson, though, of course, that's, I mean, people remember Charles Aymer, or maybe they don't,
but yes,
I just remember Charles
Aymer.
Still
lives at the country club.
Right, but Colin Henderson is somebody who kind of slipped under the bat.
Yes, he stepped away. I was talking to him last night, and he said that it it reminded him a bit of the spirit of 86 again. Mm. At the moment, he thought Tony Mowbray was doing a fantastic job, and that he's really, really optimistic again about things for the future. And this was a big event. There was 980 guests. I've never seen that many at a dinner ever. Mm. And they had to actually use the stage and everything to get enough tables Excellent. In to raise money for the Gary Parkinson Trust. And Gary Parkinson had a message for his teammates, who he said were friends for life. And a message of thanks for all the supporters. And of course, we knew he communicates by blinking his eye when an alphabet is held in front of him. Mm-hmm. So all the money that's been raised from that, and the football match being played on Sunday.
Exactly, 4 p.m. At the Riverside, Slavin, Cooper, Ripley, Hignett, Hendry, Fleming, Kerr, Gordon and Beresford. Middlesbrough Legends 11 versus Ramsden's Celebrity 11. Nothing to do with that fish and chips manufacturers,
no.
By the way, just in case you've thought, very confused, really. It's a different line entirely. Will you be part of the Celebrity 11, Rob? Will you tell you?
No, I'm not a footballer. I've done a programme for it. They asked me if I do the programme, so I've done the programme for it, and that's why I was working last night, selling the programmes. Mm-hmm. The Ramsden Celebrity 11 includes people like Gary Havelock, former World Speedway rider.
Paul Daniels?
Paul Smith.
So close.
Close. Paul Smith from Maximo Park. Uh-huh. And Alistair Campbell.
Excellent, yeah.
You know, because he's a big Burnley.
I was going to say, a big Burnley person. You didn't manage to get a sort of double act with the former Hartlepool chappie and indeed spin person Peter Mandelson to sort of...
That would be good, wouldn't
twin
it?
Spearhead, wouldn't yeah. it? Interesting. And of course, the Paul Smith is not the signing of the season, just in case you've
been confused. There's only one Paul Smith.
Exactly. So, well, actually, there are two. But, you know, that's...
exactly.
All right, moving on. QPR were classified as the best team that had been played, and of course, now rightly champions. Didn't get any points deduction moving through.
So yeah. I think they left themselves in a bit of a situation there.
Particularly if you actually sort of say, Mr. Warnock, do you not think, you know, your sort of concerns with Sheffield United when West Ham actually did a similar thing, you know, in your argument there? Numbers that were actually there, a lot of Fly Me to the Moon readers and hopefully podcast listeners as well went to over 20 home games. Very few people have actually travelled away, really.
That was really interesting, because that's gone less and less every season. Mm. And I think that's quite something to remember when people are commenting on the team, that the vast majority of the people who are commenting on the fanzine and on the message board and other places are only seeing half the picture. Mm. And when you think of our record this season, was it 6 times that we scored 3 goals, all under Tony Mowbray?
Exactly.
We hammered a lot of teams. A lot of players played in a different way away from home to at home because of the way that they set themselves up. So it's interesting to note that. And I think the fact that we won 3-0 against Cardiff, and it was on TV, on Sky TV, towards the end of the season, has been really significant, and that is going to be a big boost for season ticket sales and everything like that.
Fantastic. And, of course, the Tony Mowbray love-in continues insofar as the general confirmation that we would have got to the playoffs if he'd been manager at the start of the season, and yes, we'll be promoted next season. And lots of the return of Borough pride and passion from that point of view. So
yes, it has to be said, the rider to that is... I asked the same questions last season, and I asked if Gordon, will we get promoted next season under Gordon Strachan, and 100% of the people said yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I don't think I actually contributed, but I've always, as you're well aware, I was a little bit concerned from that sort of point of view. I'm throwing another one. Do we have a work placement tea of the year? Anybody that you want to give special mention to? I know we had high praise for Scott Easby, who has an article in the last sort of...
We had some great work placements, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
We remember Vicky Lee as well.
Who could forget, exactly.
And Callum Henwood.
Fight against racism. Callum, of course, doing his own thing from that. So, yeah, good stuff for that. People can obviously still apply in the normal way, and magical things can actually come through from that perspective as well. Stan, keeping things always in perspective here. We seem to have... does our American correspondent still communicate? Because he seems to have gone very quiet.
He's missed a few deadlines of late. He's been busy.
He hasn't been sort of seeking out former leaders of Al-Qaeda, has he?
Well, let's be hope not.
It's just a thought. You know, post-Afghan tales and Stanistan, who is actually going to be attending most of the season next year because he thankfully actually gets a break from battling over in Afghanistan and sorting things.
He now battles his way up the M1 from his base in Salisbury Plain.
Probably scarier, I would have thought, actually. But never mind. Faith restored and up the borough at his particular lines. What have your highlights been from the Fly Me to the Moon season itself, really? Anything that sort of particularly sort of springs to mind?
Well, yeah, I think just the massive change in atmosphere and everything with Tony Mowbray coming in, who's like so many people, like people have voted. He is one of my personal all-time heroes, and obviously
without
the fans
Tony
in his
Mowbray,
name,
exactly.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be the same at all from that point of view. Okay, on to Bobby Robson, the Sir Bobby Robson Cancer Charity.
Yes.
This is taking place on Friday, May the 20th, so time to actually get along with respect to that. It's the third in the series of Sir Bobby Robson Foundation charity football matches.
Yes, and the second to be played at the Riverside. There'll be a handful of former Borough players playing on each side, that you'll be household names, whatever. And then players playing alongside them have raised a couple of £100 to play. There will be a function on the night after the match, but really we want people to come along and support the players that are not normally given to playing on the Riverside, because it's a really big, exciting thing for them. I was talking to someone last night who was taking a penalty at half time because there's penalties, and he said he was really nervous about actually taking a penalty at the Riverside. And it's a great sort of opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But and obviously such a fantastic charity to be involved with, raising money to put the North East at the head of all cancer research and the head of all sorts of treatment and what have you. So it's We just need as much backing as possible.
I was just looking a little bit peculiar. If we had a webcam in the studio, people would say, oh, he's looking a bit odd on that particular thing, because not only do we have letters to the editor, Bark at the Moon has made a welcome return here.
Yeah.
But Mark Coupe actually wraps up his particular piece with, of course, if this is what people want, then I hope you get it, but do we then become MCFC? Do we change to a light blue kit with a white or red horizontal bands to remind us of our past? Probably not, as our current kit is obviously based on Liverpool and they don't feel the need to add City to their name. Whatever happens, it will still be Borough to us. He's presumably commenting about sort of strip changes and various other factors.
He's talking about city status.
Yes.
If Middlesbrough became a city, Middlesbrough City, but obviously MCFC made your eyes light up, didn't it?
Well, interesting line. Shall we go for Neil Garrett for the letter of the thing to wrap up with Dear Bark? Okay, so the official formal return of Bark at the Moon on...
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Dear Bark, what a roller coaster season and what a fairy tale come true. Since Mogga arrived, I don't think I've seen such optimism and expectation from the fans matched by such an improvement from the lads on the pitch. I think we all realise now that shrewd buys and shedding the big earners is the only way forward. As I write, I see the vultures have already started circling several players. It's going to be an interesting summer, but if we start off next season how we are finishing this one, then there's hope for the future. Ta-ta for now, Neil Garrett. Couple of things, Neil, there. Vultures already circling several players. You can get guns to shoot the vultures if you wish, basically. I'd advise it. I just thought that was quite interesting. And I could have very easily slipped into, because I love the phrasing, shrewd buys and shedding the big earners. Very tempted to say shrewd buys and shredding the big earners, which could have actually been advocating some kind of, you know, cutbacks of really substantial things there. But other than that, well put together. Okay, as we always say, you can't beat getting hold of the magazine itself, even though second season going, you still haven't had a category which says favourite podcast. I mean, you know, we've had S Club, we've had music, we've had all sorts of things coming into these things.
There's no competition. It's a question that just does not need to be asked.
Oh, yeah, but of the 21 that we do, you know, there might all...
Oh, I see. I thought you meant favourite... podcast,
oh,
as in,
no,
Ricky Gervais.
No. Oh, please. I don't think Ricky Gervais even has heard of Middlesbrough, you know.
Anyway. He does a podcast, though.
He does indeed. No, I'm thinking about which one do they like across the season.
See what you mean.
You know, that favourite.
Thought of that.
Well, you see, this is it. Like, you know, we could have favourite workplace mentee, etc. Yeah. Favourite podcast. It could be a whole range of things. There we are. We might introduce it for 20, the Olympic season.
Absolutely.
As we're officially saying, the Olympic season and the official promotion season as we head from the Championship back to the Premiership, and all things work through that. So if people want to get hold of back issues, what's the easiest way of actually, you know, because they might be listening to all the podcasts again, they're all available online, etc. Except curiously the Norwich City one, I need to actually upload that again. You know, the Christmas Norwich City one is temporarily sort of unavailable. Everybody else is, but you know, just a minor point, no real reason. It's just
doesn't exist.
No, it exists in our mind. It will always exist, but no, it will be
well, it wasn't a fanzine for Norwich City. It was had Exactly.
But all the others are actually all there under the Fly Me to the Moon banner, etc. So how do people actually get hold of some of the back issues if they think, that's sound? I remember the Barnsley podcast. Yeah. I'd like to get hold of the magazine.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, if you go to the website, www.fmttm.com, and look down for, I think it's under Fly Me to the Moon on, in the menu. I've got a list of all the fanzines, and you can get them all. I can send you them all.
Brilliant.
Basically, pay by.
And now we've confirmed that hopefully all will be progressing with us. It's never too soon to actually start subscribing again. When can people start talking about subscribing for the 2011 to 2012 season?
It's too soon. I've got to assess how much the postage has gone up.
I tell you what, we will actually reveal that on what will be the Fly Me to the Moon summer special.
Yeah.
That will be after the fixture list has actually come out. So we're talking, what, end of June or beginning of June? I can't remember. It's June.
I don't know.
Anyway, whenever the fixture's actually there, shortly thereafter, we will have a Fly Me to the Moon summer podcast, obviously looking at what movement has been, if any, in the transfer market,
absolutely.
Various other sort of bits and pieces. So heaps of good things to look forward to. It's been an absolute blast, Rob. I know you still appear on Book of the Moon, so it's not a case of saying... Book of the Moon. See where we're going there. Book of the month.
Book of the moon.
Exactly. Spinning over and the potential for marketing immense, really. But obviously, you know what we need to wrap up the sequence with?
I do, yes.
In solid force, after you, sir. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Burr. And up the Burr.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.